our head of content at bet.co.za. It's time for a very brief sports showdown.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolato
on Cape Talk.
Morning, Carl. As you can hear, I mean, this is all in my campaign to get an extra hour. I don't know if I'm going to take it from Africa. I don't know if I'm going to take it from Leicester, but I'm going to find it. How are you this morning?
I'm so good. Seeing that we're giving out shout-outs, I want to give a shout-out to the Athlone Stadium Vaccination Center.
Amazing.
They're really good. And can I ask the listeners to stop asking them to take selfies? I asked them if they have been content creators for the people who have been taking shots, and they say almost everyone's asking them to take photos. So that's like an added layer to their job.
Oh, shame. My word. I thought, yeah, well, it's because of you youngsters. It's you 18 to 34s. You gotta get the TikToks.
Not me. I stayed out of that.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. So let's talk Protea World Cup squad.
Yes, very quickly. My first thing to say is a very underwhelming squad announcement. I think the squad selection kind of underlines the disconnect between selectors, firstly, Cricket South Africa administrators, the coaching staff, and the players. There's a few nonsensical things. I'll give you two quickly. There's no Duplessis, and which one can understand in the sense that he hasn't been selected for a while and he's a free agent playing various leagues. However, in that same breath, he's still one of our best performing T20 players in the IPL and recently in the Caribbean Premier League, where he scored 100, becoming the first South African to score 100 there. And then the non-selection of youngster George Linder, the all-rounder, the spinning all-rounder. Cricket South Africa has invested so much in him. He's played over 10 T20 internationals in the past year or so. And then just to suddenly drop him for Keshav Maharaj, who is a world-class spinner, yes, but who hasn't made his T20 debut. So I just think it's very unfair on George Linder, who has really been nothing short of excellent for South Africa since making his debut. So, yeah, what I have to say is very underwhelming.
Yeah. And then World 12s is a rugby tournament has been launched. It's trying to emulate IPL. We're seeing this now. This is like the third sport that is basically being privatized, if one could say.
Yes, 100%. And they're looking for a new 8-team franchise. World Rugby is questioning this competition, and I totally agree. How do we expect top rugby players to now play in another competition when their schedules are already loaded? We really have no sense of how we're treating professional rugby players. Their bodies are taking an absolute beating. But backers of this World 12s event, obviously with 12 players instead of 15, are World Cup winning coaches Steve Hansen, Jake White, and there's a former CEO of the Rugby Football Union. So they have some heavy hitters in terms of backers, but I don't think they'll get public sentiment really, because the calendar is just too full. We don't need this.
I'm so sorry. We don't have time to talk about the financial impact of Ronaldo to Manchester United, but just tell us the number. What's the headline number?
Oh, there's so many numbers, but basically most talked about transfer record shirt sales. And obviously, social media following is the biggest out of almost anyone. And he's obviously impacted Man United. That's just a high level.
Yeah, Carl, one of these days, you're going to help me understand the whole accusations around him as well. I don't understand most of it.
I would love to, but we need to do the whole 5-minute segment.
Exactly. All right, then, Carl, have a wonderful weekend. And thank you so much for your patience as well. To all of you who've sent WhatsApps, voice notes, I'm keeping all of them. Don't worry, we will pick up this conversation another day. We'll be talking about it until every single Cape Townian is off the street.